Blog Talk Radio. Hello? Hello? Nothing. Oh, there it is. It's working. Hello? Paul. Paul, can you hear me, Paul? Hello? Now you're all under my spell. All right. So how about those Vikings?
Hello?
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 Goodbye. Hello?
Who is this? Say your
This is
name. This
God
is
talking.
Paul.
This is
Hello?
the Lord.
613, you're on the air. Go ahead. Paul,
Who's
are you
six
there?
one? Who is it? Who?
That Paul?
Is that
Yes,
Paul?
who's talking? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Does anybody hear me talk?
I can hear
I
you
hear
now,
you,
Paul.
Paul.
Okay.
No, I can't hear you guys. You guys, I unmuted y'all for you guys can talk. And why aren't you guys talking instead of saying
I'm
hello?
here
Come on.
now. Who's
I don't know
that
what
guy?
happened to my
I'm here,
guys. I
hi.
think we're just gonna cancel this show.
No, you can't now. It's too late. We're on the air.
Yeah, I know. I wonder how long it would last, though. That's my question. Now,
I'm guessing
even when I.
41 minutes.
Okay. So who
She's
is on
no
Walker?
longer in the
I thought I
chat.
heard Rich, Paul.
Cherry's on here.
Cherry. Who else? Hello?
Guess that's it.
Ben?
Hey, Red.
Is that...
I'm here.
Okay,
Who else
guys,
is on
so
there?
sorry for the bad show tonight. I'm not gonna cancel it. We'll sit up here. This is gonna be open phone lines. We're just gonna shit the bull anyways tonight. And I don't know what we're gonna do now. Hey, let's do an intro to the show anyways. So let me do this. Hey, you're listening to the Rad Reality Show, and it's Tuesday night, and we don't. Annie, if you guys haven't heard, Annie has to work on Tuesday nights, so she's unable to be the co-host. But I have got a call out to a person, and they're pondering it, and we're hoping to have them next week start. So Tuesday nights we'll have a co-host coming to you guys that you guys I think will love. And let's start with some music. Since it's like pouring out rain outside, let's do this.
One of these days, squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us. Just read the script, HR. You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy night, you stupid squirrel.
It's just another Manic Monday. Oh, what is the Sunday? Because today is Ron and Michelle fun day. When they talk about...
Chip, stop singing. You're going to make people's dogs howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle HR.
You are listening to the Rad Reality Show, and I just made some ooey gooey cookies with Ron and Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. So we have, I know we have Ben on the phone line, right?
We do.
We have Rich on the phone line.
We
have Cherry on the phone line. Who's the other two, who's the other 262 number, or... Which one is which? I know you.
631?
There's a third person up here on the phone line. Or a fourth person up here on the phone line other than Paul. Okay, Paul, you're there, right?
Yes.
Okay, no, it's Paul, Rich, Ben, Cherry, and myself. And so what do you guys think about the past few shows we've had? What do you guys think about last night's show, Lane and
That was awesome.
Indo?
It was fun.
I enjoyed it.
Rich, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Lane is hilarious.
Yeah.
And Enzo is hilarious, too. And there's been some great, they had some great time. And I hope we can get all three of them on, because I don't know about Matt. I don't know if we'll join in with the three of them, but I definitely want to get Hayden to call in one time. He went to a movie last night. I wonder if he ever slept. I saw a tweet from him that he was going to have a hard time sleeping. But, and then did you guys listen to the Sunday show with the Amazing Race people? That was another show that we had a really good turn on. Louie, Rich, you met Louie out of Vegas, didn't you?
Yep. Great guy.
Now,
I enjoyed my time.
Yeah, he's really been great on the show, too, since he started. I think this was his third show, or maybe this, yeah, the third show, or the second show, and he's really done a great job as a co-host. So I'm looking forward to that. And we had Brett, and we had, who else was the other person? We had Brett, who was Katie's partner, and then we had Allie, and then her dad came on, Steve Smith, so another show to check out. And then last week we had Jody and Lane on the Tuesday show. We've had some great shows. So tonight, because I knew the storm was going to be in the 70 around this time of night, I didn't really go out and book anybody. I did make a call out for Rachel and Brendan. I was hoping maybe they will pop on. And I have a feeling they're just really busy now that she did her super pass. But did you guys watch The Bold and Beautiful at all?
Not me.
Anybody? Jerry, did you watch The Bold and Beautiful?
I do, but I missed it today.
But, now how about you, Ben? Did you see him on Bold and Beautiful?
I have a J-O-B.
J-O-B.
Yeah, you know what? I hate to say it. If you guys get a chance to watch them, they are funny. They're really funny.
The Bold and the Beautiful?
No, Rachel and Brendan was on then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Rachel used her famous line. Don't get between me and your man. Or she actually said to the member of Hope, she said, don't let them get between you and your man or something like that. I think she kind of changed it up a little bit. So... there is one thing I want to do before she leaves. It has to go. And I wanted to make sure we do this real quick, too. And after I saw it, she's saying goodnight. I think she's saying goodnight to Big John. Hey, Big John, has he left yet? Oh, he left already. I was going to say, make sure you tell his niece congratulations on the job and to make sure she knows that I was going to make her a sandwich. It's an inside joke for you guys who are listening. But, Vicky, you're having a knee replacement tomorrow, and I wanted to make sure we say a little prayer for you and give you encouragement. Cherry, you want to talk about it a little bit more? You met with her yesterday. Yeah, what did you talk about?
We got to dinner last night, and I'm going to be going to the hospital, and we live in the same town, so are very close to each other, so I'll be going to the hospital to see her and to rehab to visit her, and I'll be keeping everybody informed. She has her iPhone, so she'll be in touch with everybody as well, but I'll be going to see her a lot and be able to keep everybody informed as well. I took her a little gift of a little angel to watch over her in the hospital, and I think we'd all like to keep Vicki in our prayers and just let her know that we all will be thinking about her and keeping her in our prayers, and let her know that we'll be thinking about her and missing her while she's not with us in the chats, and hope that she gets well soon and she's back with us as soon as she can.
Yeah, and
yep.
Definitely, Vicki was one of the sweetest people I met, and as I told her tonight, I'm glad she was going to come. When I met her, I met her first out of all you guys, because she came to St. Louis and met me. She brought me Subway, and actually during my bus ride, and she actually helped me other ways too. And today, she pointed out there was a shirt that was in my picture that she donated to me and gave to me, and that was one of the shirts that was lost in the bag, and I kind of was sad because that was one of my favorite shirts somebody gave me. And I just wanted to say thank you for everything you do. And as I did for Kim when she called in, I feel like we should do it for you and say a little prayer. Just, you know, Lord, just touch Vicki right now and give her the calm and peace in her head when she goes, you know, through all this, and know that her big brother and her reality friends from the Rad Reality Show is behind her. And I know she has one of her good friend that will be, you know, behind her 100%. And we just thank you. Amen. So, amen, y'all.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Amen.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing I'm kind of wanting to do with this show is we're going to have some great shows, but we're going to be starting a new show coming up soon, and I'm working on getting somebody to help me with it. So people that don't get to go to church, you're going to have a major opportunity, and that's something I've been really praying about doing. So just keep you informed. That's one reason I wanted to do this show tonight, was because I wanted to do a quick hour show that we can inform you guys what's going on with it. Hey, but let's talk reality real quick too, though, and talk charities and stuff that's going on. Do you guys got anything you want to talk about real quick?
Just waving goodbye to the heat. Go home.
Yeah, but you ain't gonna. When you wave goodbye to the heat, you wave hello to cold. Where Rich over there, he waves goodbye to the heat. And,
no, I'm talking about Miami Heat or whatever they call them. You know, with that hot shot there.
Oh.
You might think of his name. You know, he's supposed to be a bigwig, and they're leaving Boston with their tails between their legs.
Oh, did they get beat?
Apparently. That's what people are starting to tweet here. I don't know. Check that out. Who's the sports guy?
I don't know. I'm not paying attention.
Paul is on it.
You got it.
I'm in the midst of my computer room, and which is going to be my studio soon. It's just too crowded right now, and I'm got my feet up and my laptop unplugged, and I came closer to the plug, and that's what I was trying to fight. But I am shooting the bull show.
Yeah. How was the barbecue?
What barbecue?
The barbecue earlier with the Playboy bunnies and the volleyball. And
everybody in the chat room was trying to come up with little stories about what Ron was doing instead of the show, and we had you playing with Playboy bunnies. And
HR just confirmed it. HR
okay,
just confirmed
I was like,
lost.
Okay.
Oh, LeBron.
First of all, I don't have no friends that are Playboy bunnies. I do have a couple penthouse models that I know.
Oh.
And
other than
Sheila.
Rest in peace, Bob Guccione.
Yes.
Bob Guccione.
Yeah,
we
gotta make sure.
The creator of Penthouse died over the weekend, I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a sad day in history.
Yeah, Sheila was really affected by that. He gave her opportunity, and I think most of the photos taken by her that was done by him or
wow
and stuff. So yeah, she talked about that Saturday on Nikki's show.
Right.
So we need to. I wanted to. There is something I want to do, but I don't know how much people are going to listen to this show. So I'm probably advertising this more often. But I have a way to raise some money for me. Plus, it's going to be a way for you guys if you guys have kids, especially, and maybe they're not old enough, or they're just starting to collect cards. Well, I have lots of ball cards. So if you are a fan of a sports team, like if you like the Cowboys, well, I got this package deal that I'm putting together. You get 100 of your favorite sports teams cards, and it's going to be $14.99 plus the $2.50 shipping and handling charge. So you can PayPal it, you know, just like you do the donations. But make sure you put the $14.99, or let's just make it $15, make it even, plus the $2.50. So it'll be $17.50 with shipping and handling. Or you can get 500 cards, but there you can mix and match. You have to mix and match them. So if you have more than one favorite team, maybe that'd be a good way to do it. Plus, you get bonuses with this stuff. But the 500 is going to cost $25. And it'd be a great stocking stuffer. So that was something I wanted to mention last night.
Hey, Ron, what kind of teams like NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball?
For right now, I'm doing baseball and football only. But if you have a hockey team or a basketball team that you like, send me a message somewhere, and I'll see if I can put one together for you. With those, it might have to be like – they might have to be – but now if you get the 500, I can do it all. Anyways – it's a great way for
you. Blues, Ron.
Yeah, you know what? I'll let you Cherry. I'll let you have them all, my St. Louis Blues, and just take them all for $25. No, I'm just joking. But you know, the $25 will be a pick. But if let's say you are a Blues fan, you can tell me the Blues. Now, in the $25 one, you can tell me the Blues, the Cubs, and the Cardinals, you know, and I will send you a mixture plus some other ones. But I will try to, you know, focus on those. But the 100 one, I guarantee all 100 will be Dallas Cowboys, or all 100 will be the St. Louis, the Cardinals, you know. So anything, you know, this it's a good way of I'm really looking at, like, the people that want to maybe do some stocking stuffers for the Christmas time.
Right. How's
the
calendar going, too?
Yeah, the calendar, we're working on the calendar, and that's going to be more information to come. I think we have everyone that we know who wants to be in it. I just got to get the photos and put it together now. So look for that. And there's shirts available at Zazzle. So if you guys want to look at that, I mean, I'm going to add more stuff on that for Christmas time. You guys can get your Rad Reality Show stuff. And then don't forget, February 18th and 19th here in Georgia, it's the Rad Reality Show. It's going to be the Rad Reality Show. I think we're going to call it event, the Rad Reality Show event. It's an anniversary / birthday party with 50% of the proceeds going to the American Heart Association.
We need to come up with a really good name for that event, Ron.
Oh, yeah. We're just starting out the processing. And don't forget Toys for Tots coming in December up in New Hampshire. It looks like they're starting out good. repeat prints in the hundreds, right? No repeats. I never send repeats. I will never put doubles in it. So, will you have? Yeah, I don't. Those questions we'll just have to figure out. But yeah, probably so. So, you guys got anything else that I'm forgetting that you guys are on the phone line? No.
I just want to say the Bears.
Okay, guys. Say goodbye to Ben. He's been evicted from the show. Well, I actually did hit it.
Jen wants to know if you'll have T-shirts that can be signed for February.
Yeah, and like I said, I actually will. Yeah, probably so. So. Somebody talk. I'm typing. I can't do anything for it. Can you hear the rain?
No, I can't. I know about other people.
What?
I said I don't hear it. I don't know about the other people on the phone, but I haven't heard the rain.
I can't either.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, it went through here about 5 a.m., and it was a wicked storm.
We had very high winds here, but it settled down. It was howling out my door.
They said
there's another caller that wanted to talk. Let's bring him up because I think it's who I think it is. Is Paul? Get ready. I'll let you communicate. Okay.
Uh oh.
417. I believe this is Caleb. Caleb, is this you?
Hello.
Hello, 417.
What?
Hello? Yes.
Hello. Hey, what's up?
How are you? Who is this?
Kiki, how are you? This is Lisa.
Oh, it's Lisa. Why did I think you were you must have the same number as Caleb. So how are you, Lisa?
I'm doing better than y'all. We don't have any rain right now. We had some last night.
What? Where in Missouri are you calling from?
We are like 10 minutes away from Branson.
Okay. I've mentioned this.
Now, are you related to Caleb?
No. Who is Caleb?
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ryan. Go ahead.
Caleb is a guy that lives in a youngster that listens to the show that is from Branson, and so I was just wondering.
No, I live in Forsyth, which is a little town. I mean, it's a little hick town, okay? It reminds me of an area that I lived in North Carolina. But it's about 10 minutes north of Branson.
Well, that's awesome. This is the first time you're calling, right?
The first time that I've called, but I've talked with Ron on Twitter a lot, especially during Big Brother.
Yeah, I know you've called. I know you've been. Yeah, I know. You tweeted me, but this is the first time you've actually called into the show.
First time.
Lisa,
Cameron? Is it Cameron? I thought it was Caleb. Is it Cameron? I think there's Cameron.
Ryan, I remember that there were a couple of the young boys that were on in the same area code, but there is a Caleb, and I think it was Cameron that called the other night, though.
Yeah. But no, Lisa. Lisa is a good person because she likes the Bears.
What's your Twitter, Lisa?
I'm sorry?
What is your Twitter?
It's Lisa LSB.
Okay.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah,
yes, I am a big Bears fan, and I'm kind of disappointed.
Every Sunday morning, I can count on a tweet saying, "Hope those Bears win."
That's right. Even when they're not winning, which it's going to be another one of those years, but that's okay. I'll stick with them to the end of the year.
Hey, we're 4-3. We're ahead of some team from Minnesota.
That's right.
That's all I care about this year is if we beat Minnesota.
I keep saying that they need to bring back the old team, Singletary and Flutie and Tomczak. Him and I didn't go to the same exact school, but we went to the, we all knew each other when I was growing up there, and Tom's ex a jock. Hate to say
That's
it, but
awesome.
He's a jock.
Have you ever, Lisa, have you ever heard of, have you ever heard of Drury College?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I have. Drury is not that far. I used to live
Actually,
in Springfield.
They changed it to Drury University. That's where I went to college.
Okay, yeah. I'm taking a break right now, but I go to OTC over at the Springfield campus.
Keep on calling, talking, Paul. I'm typing.
I was, too. Somebody, anyway... No, it was a long time ago when I went to school down there. Quite a long time. Well, everybody knows. It was like from 69 through 72. So.
Wait, long time? Wait. When did you go to college? I mean, wasn't that like back in the 1800s?
Pretty close.
Boy, is he a nice guy, huh?
Ron and I are buddies, so we go back
and
forth.
Hey, Vicky, come back. I was just getting ready to pick you up. I went to looking for why you were gone.
Ron's a really nice guy.
Oh,
have a lot of fun joking back and forth on Twitter.
Obviously,
yeah,
in your Twitter name, you're a Big Brother fan, too.
Oh, big time. Big time. I can't wait for the next season to start.
Now, aside from any rumors, are you wanting it to be an All-Stars or not this year?
You know, I haven't really thought about it, whether it's All-Stars or whether it's just the everyday average Joe citizen. Either way, I think it would be really good.
How did you feel about this year? Was it boring for you or start off that way, or how do you feel about
it? No, it was not boring whatsoever. It was, I even got my stepsons involved in it. They can't stand reality shows, but they were looking forward to when Big Brother was coming on, and then we used to watch After Dark, and we used to get into the chat room. And I'm turning them into reality show junkies.
Are they feed watchers too, or just the TV episodes?
No, they usually ask me when, like the oldest one, when he comes home from work, he usually asks, "So what happened? What's going on? Who's doing what?" So they usually look to me to be their local update.
Okay, hey, I gotta break in and bring another person on the phone line because she's going to be going, and she wants to call in. But we can't talk sports no more because she told us we can't talk sports no more. She
okay.
said, I don't even know sports, and when you say a team name. Okay, I disagree. I bet you we can. Okay, now Vicky. Come on.
Yes.
You know, I bet you can guess. I bet you can answer some sports questions.
I don't know. If you tell me, like, what were you talking about, some Hawks, Blue Hawks or some Hawk things? I don't know who that is.
Maybe you won't be able to answer these questions. You just put the St. Louis Blues and the Chicago Blackhawks in the same name, but that's cool.
The Blue Hawks.
Let's do this real quick. Vicky, I know you called in for a reason, but I have to ask this, okay? I'm going to give you three names. I want you to tell me the sports they played in, okay? They're going to be well-known.
Okay.
Real well-known. Okay, ready?
In St. Louis?
No, all over. But they're well-known that you should know who they are, okay?
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay, let's do it. The first one, Michael Jordan. Do you know who Michael Jordan is?
I do know who Michael Jordan is.
Okay, what was his sport?
Vicky, I got your back. Look at your screen.
Stop, you guys. No cheating.
His sport is basketball, but I don't know what team, but I know he plays basketball.
Okay. He was a Chicago Bulls, and then he won some other couple teams, but we don't count them up in Chicago. Okay, how about this person? Okay, no cheating in the chat room. Muhammad Ali. Do you know who Muhammad Ali is?
Yeah, he's a fighter.
Okay. What kind? Boxing? Wrestling?
Muhammad Ali is boxing.
Okay. See,
did he bite someone's ear off? Did he bite someone's ear or someone bit his?
No, that's Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Okay. And the last one. Let's do this one. Do you know who? I'm trying to think of somebody. I'm trying to think of somebody. How about, do you know who Babe Ruth is?
Who?
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is baseball.
See?
All right.
You
there
three sports people, way to go. I was going to say Walter Payton. Do you know who Walter Payton is?
No.
Okay, he was a football player. How about Jeff Gordon?
I don't know anything about football. Jeff Gordon?
Yeah, do you know Jeff Gordon?
No, but I know Gordon Ramsay.
Wow. Okay. Well, Vicky, I know why you called in. So I was just trying to make us laugh a little bit, and that was kind of fun doing that because
I can make you laugh a little bit because let me tell you this story. Last night I met Cherry Garcia for dinner, and I asked her what kind of car she was driving, and she said she said what kind of car she has, but I can't remember what it is. A Chrysler Pacifica. So I said, I never heard of that. What does it look like? And she said, it's a crossover. So I'm like, what's that? So she said, crossover between a car and an SUV. So then I said, the only crossover I know is like a transvestite. So then she says, no, that's a cross-dresser. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. So then later we're at the restaurant, and I'm like, hey, I remember what kind of car you said you drive. I'm like, you drive a cross-dresser, right? And she's like, no, it's a Pacifica.
Oh, I thought she was going to say a Trans Am.
No, it's a transvestite. It's a cross-dresser that's what kind of car she drives.
No, actually, a cross-dresser and a transvestite and a cross-dresser are two different things, but we won't go into detail.
How do you know
here.
So much about this? That's what I want to know, Ron.
I went to college. I studied psychology for 1 year. So
if anyone wants to know what Cherry Garcia rides, it's a transvestite.
Cherry, you guys must have had a good time.
What's worse is every time I talk to Vicky on the phone and she's out and about. Go ahead, Vicky. Tell them what you do. You tell it better than I do.
Do you mean when I accidentally call somebody all the time?
No,
I don't know what I do.
You lose your phone.
Oh, yeah. When I'm talking to Cherry and I get to my destination, then I go to get out of my car. And I'm looking all over for my phone. The one time I looked in my seat, I looked in my little console in between my two front seats and my purse, and I'm looking, and I'm actually at a party, and there's all these friends of mine are going in, and I'm thinking to myself, I have to hurry up and find this phone so I can walk in with all these people.
She told me to hold on. She goes, I've got to go in. She goes, but I'm looking for something. She goes, talk to me while I'm looking for it. And I didn't know what she was looking
for. So I'm looking, and I can't find my phone anywhere. And then I'm thinking, I'm just going to have to go in without it. And then all of a sudden I'm like, Cherry, I'm just going to have to go in. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I'm on my phone.
And then
I'm on it.
I've been looking for 10 minutes for my phone, and I'm talking to you on it. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That sounds like people that are looking.
And she did the same thing again last night.
Hey, Cherry.
Yeah.
Cherry, so if you drive a transvestite, do you race in drag races?
He races in drag queen.
Yeah, it's drag queen races.
Yeah, Tom, thank you, Tom. That was from Tom, actually, and I just read it out loud, kind of. But, you know, like I was saying, there's so much going on. And Vicky, I know you're going through lots of stuff. You know, tomorrow you're going to be, you know, and I appreciate you for everything you've done. So thank you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And
well, I wanted to call in and thank you for the prayer, and thank you to Cherry for the kind words and for dinner last night. And I tried to make her let me pay her, and she yelled at me, "Stop it!" So then I had to stop.
Hey, Cherry, have you and Vicky met many times since you're for lunch or anything, since you live near each other or not?
No, last night was actually the first time since we've been back from Vegas.
Okay.
I was just getting ready to say, I knew before Vegas they hadn't met, so I think that when Cherry told me that, I was really glad. I was glad that they met each other again, saw each other again.
I will be visiting her a lot in the hospital and at the facility where she's going to go for rehab. I actually, my mom was in the facility where she's going for rehab, and it's very close to her house and not far from my house, and I'm real familiar with it, and I went there about every other day when my mom was there, and so I'll be going to visit her and make sure that she's got somebody there to keep her laughing and smiling. And
okay,
I'd like to give a special shout out to Leanne, because she's been a good friend to me on Facebook.
And
over the phone as well. But I just want to give her
a shout out because
she means a lot to me.
I really do think she's a great person too. Lisa Cruz was one of my favorite. Leanne, you know that. So I was so when we met, but I have to do this real quick. And I know they're not listening, even though I wish she was here and she can hear it, and let Jacob hear it. But I'm just gonna do a small version of it. I'm not gonna do the whole version. But I have to say happy birthday to one of my helpers, Christina's son, and make sure you haven't tweeted Freaky Mom. It's Christina, right? It's Christina Pryor on Twitter. But if you have her and you haven't tweeted her, happy birthday to Jacob, her son. So here we go, a little tribute.
Your birthday, it's my birthday too, yeah. They say it's your birthday, we're gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Jacob. You know what, you know, that's something I need to start doing in the beginning of the week. I need to take that music, and then we, like, play that music first, and then we can say, happy birthday to so-and-so, so-and-so. Something I'll have to start working on.
I still would like you to get the Beatles version instead of whoever that is, though.
I think that is the Beatles, but you might be right. We've talked about this.
No, darling.
Before I forget, I want to give a big shout out to Missouri, because representing on the phones tonight.
You know, and speaking of the Beatles, though, if anybody would like to buy a Beatles picture and has like $10,000 sitting around, and I know no one does, well, I have one for sale, and I'll take $10,000 right now. So if you know somebody that wants a Beatles picture and it's signed by John Knott, Not John. It's signed by everyone but John. It's signed by Paul, George, and Ringo. And it was given to me by my godmother, Jackie D. Shannon, which I will send a picture of her with it. And tell you, and we'll type out a letter. I need to put it on my webpage. I haven't had a chance to. But anyways, you can see it on my Facebook. So, we're crazy rad family we have here. Yeah, that's right. One crazy rad family and stuff. Anybody else? Just let me think. But anybody else has anything else they want to
I was just going to say, I hope you are feeling up to calling in, Vic, even if it's for a short time, so we can hear how you're doing.
Yeah, if I'm awake, I'm going to call in. I spoke to Nikki on the phone last night or the night before, one or the other, and I told her as soon as I wake up and they ask me, are you feeling okay? Do you need a pain pill? I'm going to say, no, I just need my phone. I got to call into Nikki's chat.
What time is the surgery, by the way?
The surgery is at 1 o'clock my time, and Nikki's chat starts at 6 my time, so it's like 5 hours later. So if I'm able to call in, then I will. It's the first thing I have on my mind to do when I wake up. But I just don't know if I'm going to forget in the meantime. But I'm going to try my best.
But if you can't do it, you can always pop on my show on Thursday night.
Or both.
At 9 o'clock.
Okay. Hey, Vic,
if
she
gets calling, I'll take calling from the hospital.
And Yao Man's going to be... And Yao Man... And Yao Man... Yao Man's going
to
be on, so he probably... Did you mean Yao Man?
I didn't mean Yao Man.
Yeah,
yeah, I have
so he'll be...
a few pictures with him. Yeah, he should remember me. I spoke to him quite a bit about my son.
So he'll be on Thursday nights, along with me and Ashley Traynor. So call in then if you're up and, you know, you can't get ready.
If I can't call Nikki, then I'll call into yours. Or would you like me to call into yours even if I call into Nikki's?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you can more than welcome to. So,
did I hear you say, Cherry, that you're going to be at the hospital?
Yes. If Vicky cannot call in to Nikki's chat, I will try to call in from the hospital.
Okay.
There's so much on my mind. I know. And
how's
the
show storm gonna run?
What?
How's the storm?
I think it's okay. My niece called me though, so she knows I usually do a show. So I'm kind of worried about her. She might be up there by herself. And
how far away are they?
My brother's house.
Yeah.
Well, I can see it out the window.
Okay.
I mean, there's a tree in the way, but... So, she's probably more worried about me because I live in the trailer, as we all know. Because we're going to do the trailer love game someday. No. Okay, I don't know, even know what to do no more tonight. There's so much we can talk about. We've talked about the calendar. And Lisa, I did read some of your ideals. You had to mail stitch them to me. It looks cool.
You read what now?
No, not you, Lisa. The Lisa from the chat room. Other Leanne.
Oh, okay.
Leanne is Lisa too. Sorry. Normally I will call her Leanne if there's another Lisa around. So, she sent me some titles for my event. So. Okay, Cherry, do you have anything on your mind? That I'm forgetting that we talk. I usually call Cherry almost every night around 8 o'clock and talk to her.
I do
have
one question for you. I was wanting to ask you, I know you're doing your calendar and you're doing like the 12 months, but are you doing a special cover for that, or is it, how is that going to work? What is that going to be like?
My cover, I'm hoping to get, yeah, I do want to get my cover done, and I'm going to probably use something that was given to me by Earth Dog.
Really?
So, yes. So I'm thinking about asking him if I can use it. If not, it will be probably my red, white, and blue logo.
I see. Okay. I was just wondering what that was going to be.
Yeah, I kind of like the red, white, and blue logo. It's the reason I went with the red, white, and blue logo is because it's kind of like way of it's actually the Cubs colors.
Losers.
Hey now.
Ron lets me get away with that, don't you, Ron?
Nope.
No, I'm sorry, Ben.
You're lucky that I was talking to somebody. No.
The line.
Hey, but you know what? At least the Cubs maybe never get to. Maybe the Cubs didn't get to the playoffs this year, but at least we didn't have to lose to the Yankees in the playoffs.
Good point. Good point. I like that.
So, I mean, Minnesota. And at least I don't have a quarterback that's limping. I mean, he might throw it to the wrong person, but. So, how's that? And where is my Ben? Ben was going to call back in.
I don't know.
We had this thing planned, and now he's not doing it. Yeah, me too, Jody. Huge Cubs fan. Diehard Cubs fan. But that's the reason my logo is red, white, and blue. It means two things. It has the Cubs colors, and then I wanted something American, you know, like, you know, red, white, and blue. So, because we're the Rad Reality Show, and we're American, we are American show. I just like the colors. Lisa, I'm glad you called in. Thank you for calling in tonight. Normally we have a guest.
I've seen you make the tweet on it, and I was like, okay, I can finally set some time away because I've got so much going on, it seems like, that, you know, and everybody running around the house and everything, and then, of course, our hairy dog, Patty, you know, so, and it's like, today, it's free time. I can actually call in.
Yeah, too bad we didn't have a huge guest with us. Normally we have huge guests. I mean, we've had lots of good guests lately. So, sorry we didn't have no guests today and then we had some issues. But you have to come back and when you have some more free time and listen to the podcast. Lots of people really need to, you know, if you can't listen to it, you know, take advantage of the podcast. Download it to your MP3 player. Do stuff like that. And the web page is there, www.theradrealityshow.com. You know you can play games on that, too. Has anybody up here on the panel or on the phone played those games yet? Have you shot at Crazy James or arm wrestled? Oh, my gosh. I need to do one. I have to do something for somebody and send it to her. But you can arm wrestle Evil Dick. You can weightlift with Jesse. You can shoot at Alex, or you know. So
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's on the webpage. Down there it says games. So.
Well, that's a good way to release some frustration.
Yeah, speaking of ice cream, hey, Paul, can you do me a favor?
Oh, ice cream for you.
No, no, no. I want you to go to the Big Dipper and send me some of his.
How
did we get started on ice cream?
Last night, somebody called in with my area code, and Ryan is so familiar to see my area code up there, he thought it was me, and it turned out it was some other fan from Minneapolis that was calling in, and his family owns a ice cream shop north of Minneapolis. So.
Oh, okay.
And it's called
the
Big Dipper.
Ice cream that I have ever had, and every time I go to Chicago, I go to Gady's. There's a Gaty's in Lansing, Illinois, and it is so good. My dad knew the owners when he was a little kid, when they had the original store. I think it was right in Chicago, not in the suburbs. But now it's moved to Lansing, Illinois, and every time I go home, I've got to have Sliders and Gaty's ice cream.
You know what, guys? I just have to talk about this. I totally agree with Tom. What the heck is a soda? I mean, sorry, it's
a soda,
pop.
Soda is a soft drink.
No, it's a pop.
No, if you go
not
down
really,
south,
soda. I believe soda actually, the term soda, I think, is because like it's coming from a machine. It was a soda, if I remember correctly, and a pop is something that's in a can. That's how I always look at it. I mean, I don't know. But you know what? I want to mention something, and the only reason I'm bringing it up is because we can talk about pops and Coke. Have you guys watched the show American Picker?
No.
I love American Pickers.
Yes, I've seen
American Pickers and Pawn Star is my two favorite new shows. I DVR you know, everyone that's on the History Channel. And I'm hoping we can maybe get a hold of them. I want to get a hold of the American Pickers. That's on my list of somebody to get a hold of to get come on the show. I'd love to talk to them.
We were watching Pawn Stars last night.
What?
We were watching Pawn Stars last night, and it was just funny, just watching these people come in and all the stuff that they want to trade. But they've got some really good stuff. I watched the one last night about the cannon that the guy brought from the garage sale for $50, and it was, like, worth so much more than that because it actually worked.
Yeah, last night I saw one with the golf cart. The guy found a drunk out in the middle of the desert, and he put it in his thing and sold it for $150. And he was willing to take $50 for it. He just wanted to get it out of the garage.
Ronnie, have you watched the new spinoff?
Is that the one about the reservation or about them building
American Restoration?
No, I haven't watched it, but I saw it came on after Pawn Stars, and I was gonna. I don't like those kind of shows. I'm not into the rest. I like watching stuff like that, the Pawn Stars, because you know I collected collectibles, you know, lots of stuff. And I have lots of collectibles here that I want to see if they bring them into it. But, yeah, definitely. When I was watching Pawn Stars, I actually thought of Alan. Because Alan and those guys went to there, and I don't know if you guys heard some of it, but Alan, you know, I know got a signed photo from them, and it was pretty cool. And
I haven't uploaded my pictures yet, but Rich and I went there. He bought me a necklace from there, and we took pictures of the entire Pawn Stars shop. I mean, every inch of that place we got pictures of.
Yeah, definitely.
All the great big, you know, the Doors photo and the entire place we took pictures of. And I had a blast in there. And it's so much smaller than it looks like on TV. But it was really interesting to go in and see, like, some of the things that you've seen refinished on there, like the barber's chair and the Coke machine and things that they've had restored, and they look as good up close in person as they do on TV.
I didn't get a chance to go to it when I was there, so I was a little disappointed. So I didn't get to do lots of stuff there that I wanted to do. It's okay, though. I'll be back to Vegas sometime and do it then. But man, I said an hour, but we're going to go ahead and finish it off till 11:30. But thank you for calling in. Thank you, Paul, for agreeing to call in and being part of the show tonight and helping me out. And sorry that I didn't get you the text. The storm, you can ask Ben and Cherry. I talked to them and saw it coming, but I didn't think it was going to be this bad. And about 5 minutes to the show,
I got, Ron, I got a, my phone rang for like two times from you, and I went to pick it up, and there was nobody there, so I was thinking,
That's when I was trying to get you to call in. I was going to tell you to call in right then, and then I was going to try to get on before I could pick you up, and then you could tell them what was going on until I got there, you know what I mean?
Well, I want to say, I do want to say thank you for everybody that hung in there until the show came on, and everybody said, you know, go for it, Ron, because you were saying I might just cancel it for tonight. So way to persist, bud, and we're glad that you did come on the air. And when I'm able to, I've been asked to do a shout out. So let me know when I should do that.
I was gonna do one right now to Kim. Yo yo yo, Kim. Yeah, this is Ron Rad, and I'm gonna be like Lane. And well, thank you for coming to the show. Did I sound like Lane?
No. Got to work on that one.
Okay. How about Jen Frog? Jen Frog, yeah, this is Ron Rad, and yeah, cool. Thank you for coming to the show.
Ribbit?
Yeah, who did you need to shout out to?
All right. This is from Ben, and Mr. No Pants wants me to do it in a voice. Hi there, Kelly. I'm glad you're listening, and I am the gangsta.
Hey, Kelly, how are you doing?
I have a shout-out, too. I don't know if it's a shout-out, but I just want to say I'm the new president of the Sheila Kennedy Fan Club on Facebook. And if anyone wants to see updates on what's going on with Sheila Kennedy, I'm going to try to post something there at least once a week. I'll put the link up here in the chat. If you go to that link, then you just click the like button, and then you're a member of the Sheila Kennedy Fan Club, and you can see what she's up to at least once a week. And sometimes I'll post more often, but I'm going to try to post at least that much.
Congrats, Vic.
Say yeah, 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 yeah really fast, Ron. Okay, I did it. Jody, thank you for coming to the show. Is it Beggy? Is that how you say that name, Beggy?
Beggy, B-E-G-G-I-E.
Yeah, yo, Beggy, you know, you are, like, really cool, and thank you for coming to the show. Okay, Cherry Garcia.
Maybe make her one of your fans, just.
Cherry Garcia and Vicky, you guys from St. Louis, you know, you guys might, Vicky doesn't know who the Blues are, thank God, but Cherry, you do, and even though you're from St. Louis, and you're from the city of St., well, thank you for joining our show tonight. How's that? That was rad.
Anytime, Ron.
Oh, Mr. No Pants, yo.
Yeah, let's give
you
Mr. No Pants a shout out.
I don't give people, you know what, I'm going to make a new policy in my show. Pants must be worn on all shows. What do you think? And then
no,
Mr. No,
no
Pants can't come no more.
No.
Well, does boxers count?
Mr. No Pants, I think, should be somewhere in the calendar, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody was saying that we should maybe do a vote for which fan should be put in the calendar. And then somebody said Mr. No Pants should just get put in the calendar. So, yeah, that's something that somebody has been mentioning that.
Hey, Vicky, I have a quick question for you. Do you know whether Hula is listening or not? I do see a few guests in the chat room.
I don't think she was able to make it. She's actually having a little bit of trouble with her husband right now.
Okay.
Yeah, just medical.
Hey, let's just give a shout out to all the guests. Yo, thank you for the guests that you're listening
actually,
in, even though.
Actually,
I just clicked
over to Facebook. She's able to listen. I don't think she can talk in the chat, but she can listen.
Hey, Hula.
I haven't been looking at my Facebook stuff, but I'm just now seeing that, yeah, she's listening.
Yeah, me and Ahula likes to meet and on Superpass and while shows are going on. Like today I saw her on a Superpass when I went and saw Rachel.
I hope she didn't have
man.
Arms.
Let's give Ron a shout out.
Who?
Ron?
Hey, Ron, you know, you're the greatest host there is. Well, thank you for being such a... No, okay, wait, you guys can do it, not me.
You're a sweetie, Ron. We love you. Thanks
and,
for...
And I do
not forget Ron's humorous side. He is funny.
Me too, but not in that way.
That's not what I heard.
Okay. Thank
you know
for
what, though?
That.
I do
want
to say
now.
Thank you to some people that are not listening to the show, too. That or maybe they are listening. Will listen to the podcast. Panther, Mandy, Christina. Oh man, Zach. You know these people that have you know helped me in the past. I know I won't forget some. You know, and that's something we're doing these shout outs and just to let you guys know, I'm sorry when I don't give a shout out to somebody. You know, I'm totally sometimes. ADD and but I thank you and respect everyone that has helped me, even if it's just a tweet, retweet, or if it's just saying you know kind words in the chat room, or bringing or telling somebody. You know, I look at it like these shows that we've been doing. If everyone could tell one person each day that we have a great show, you know, think about the numbers we can really bring in. So make sure you tell somebody. About the show, and like tonight, we're just sitting back and having fun, and we're giving information out that maybe you guys can like remember. I might not even keep this up on the line. I don't know. I might keep it up for like a week and then race it because I don't want you know somebody to listen to it and you know think this is what normally happens. But I do say thank you. If I race it, I'll save it. Everything is saved, but. Yeah, thank you for everyone that helps me. Lisa, both of you guys, Lisa Cruz and Lisa, that's on the line with me. You guys are great people. Kathy, you've been here since the beginning, and I don't know where if you're listening or not, or if you've walked away and just not typing, or if you're typing and, okay, Kathy's in the chat room. So you've been a faithful listener to me. Panther, like I said. There's so many reality stars that I can say thank you to, too. Michelle, Cowboy, Ashley, even Lane these days, Annie, who was willing to do it, Rachel and Brendan, you know,
Kathy,
everyone.
Louie.
Yeah, I was going to say Kathy.
I love
Louie.
Kathy. She is so sweet.
There's so many of you guys. So many of you guys that are
there's
really...
There's too many to
know,
name, but they're all very important to Ron.
Erica, one of my favorites, or one of my closest friends now, Erica. Sheila, you know, and everything. So we definitely say thank you for being such a great person in the show. And wow, we got
watch
like
out,
2 minutes
Lisa,
left.
Or I'm going to drop the L word.
Is that Kathy N-A-R? Is that Kathy from Big Brother?
No, that's Kathy. That's the real Kathy from Texarkana. No, that's not the Kathy from the show. This is Kathy that actually brought Natasha to the show. So
oh, cool.
She's a good friend of mine. She actually was. Kathy is the reason. This is Kathy in the chat room. Oh yeah,
uh-huh.
Michelle. Thank you, Jody. did I not say Michelle? I didn't say Michelle, did I?
You did say Michelle.
No, I just did, but I didn't say it in the beginning. Normally she's the first one person on my mind. I do want to say this. Yeah, Kathy was here from the beginning, and she's the one reason I did the show, actually. So she got me. She pushed me over the edge.
Well, then we owe thanks to Kathy.
Yeah, you really do.
Thank you, Kathy.
Do. Her and Shaw, Shannon and Panther, those three and Sarah Miller time, they were all in the in this chat room that I used to go to and kind of pushed me to do it. And a couple other people, and Amanda Hansen, you know, helped me get the motivation to go. So thank you guys, and come back tomorrow, or not tomorrow, tomorrow we get a break. Go to the BB Hour, take a break for me, and then come back here Thursday night at 10 p.m., where we'll have Ashley Trainer and me, and I'm hoping maybe to pull somebody else other than Yeah Man with some... See you then, and the show's over with.
Thanks for having us, and y'all have a good night.
Vicky, we love you. Be good.
Thank you.
Love you, Vicky.
Hey, Vicky.
What?
Vicky.
Yes.
When you're getting ready to go, just make sure you know that we're all praying for you. Also, that you are, think about Mr. No Pants with him having no pants on. And think about all of us, you know, carrying you in there and supporting you. So just, you know, love you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I will.
In my prayers, Vicky. Take care.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey,
everyone.
Vicky, call me later. I need to get your mom's phone number. I got to get
that.
I don't know where to find her.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure, I will.
Call me and give me that, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Bye, love. Glad you made it.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Night, everyone. Bye.